Beloved, sometimes people think the word theology is a bad word. Theology is the system through which we understand truth. Beloved, theology is not a bad word. In fact, correct theology is needed and necessary because our theology, the way we think about God, defines how we relate to Him. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, that we've been saved by grace through faith. And even the faith that we've received, that we're saved by, is not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. You see, what we find from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 are two things. Number one, that the way that the Lord relates to us is by grace. It's His unmerited favor upon us that has brought us into relationship with Him. You see, some world religions believe that God relates to people based on their works. But our faith in Yeshua, comprehending that He died on the cross to save us as we are, shows us that God doesn't love us based on our works. He loves us and shows kindness to us based on His grace, His unmerited kindness towards us. And to understand this is foundational, because if you don't understand this, you'll run from God when you sin. You'll live in shame. You'll live in isolationism. But when you know God loves you, that it's a trustworthy statement that Christ Jesus died to save sinners, that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. When you understand the unmerited love of God that's been poured out upon your life, you'll be able to lead a natural, open life before Him, which is necessary to build a relationship with Him on. Then the author, the Apostle Paul, goes on to say this: you've been saved by grace. Then he says it's through faith. And the faith that you received, it's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Even the faith that we have, the ability to believe in Him, beloved, it was given to us because God loves us, and it was a gift. So know today that God loves you. He so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.